وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخانا جهاد، أسأل الله يبارك فيك ويحفظك. نعم يا أخي بارك الله فيك. يا الله to look to more than her face, look to whatever can call you for marry her. طيب بارك الله فيك. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في حديث جابر بن عبد الله المشهور عند أبي داود قال: إذا خطب أحدكم المرأة فلينظر إلى ما يدعوه إلى نكاحها. الحديث فيه أن جابر تخبأ تحت الكرمة ثم نظر إلى ما يدعوه إلى نكاحها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying this حديث جابر is a narration from Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said if you want to engage a woman, look to whatever can call you to marry her. What يعني call the things that attract you to marry her. You understand? But here my brother, I stop you in between these three different opinions. The haq is in the middle, not the extreme opinions in between. We have this opinion where they say look only to her face and her hands. You understand? The hadith say more than that, ya akhi. And it's the benefit of the nadar, of the nadar of the look. You look to things that attract you. You can see to her body in general. You understand? To her body in general, no problem. And you see what the mahram they see from her normal. So this opinion is a bit extreme when he said to you only the face. And the adilla conflict with this opinion anyway, and it's very clear in front of you. Same thing, the other opinion, which is extreme opinion of some of the wahiris. You understand who they said you can't see to everything, even if they allow you to see the part that is impossible for any one woman to open for you during the engagement. You understand? Like her breast or whatever. This is too much. You understand? And the opinion of the also the opinion another opinion means four opinions. The other opinion also who they said it depends about the wali. Whatever the wali allow you to see, you can see. It's not up to him actually. You understand? It's not up to him actually. Whatever he can see and others maharim they can see, you can see, simple as that. So the haq is in the middle. The haq is in the middle. You can see more than her face, like her hands, like her body in general, out of her clothes. Till the end, no problem. You understand? So can be attracted. That's why question. Maybe you're gonna need it, my dear brother. Question: did the woman allow to beautify herself for the nadar? The answer: yes, allowed. No problem. You understand? She beautify herself like how beautify herself normally in her house, even in front of the maharim. You understand? She can wear nice clothes and she put a few things here and there. So the man could be attracted for her. She could attract the man. Same thing, the man when he go and he look, not he go for him, his work, sweating, smelly and everything, and he go to make another. No, you go and you take shower and you fix yourself and you beautify yourself a bit, because same thing, you need to attract her also for yourself. Like Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه said, الحاصل يا أخي بارك الله فيك الحق وسط. Don't go extreme in legalizing everything and don't go extreme in forbidding everything. الحق is in the middle. بارك الله فيك.